I want you to turn back to this verse, 2 Samuel 6, verse 23. And it says that David's wife actually became barren for the rest of her life. And immediately when I read this, God said there's a connection. And that I would like to propose to you that if we allow our hearts to hold offense or bitterness or pride or jealousy, we will not bear fruit for the kingdom of God. We will not bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And actually we degrade ourselves from truly fulfilling the calling upon our lives to bring the kingdom of God down to earth, because it hinders us. And not recognizing God's presence and where he is and what he's doing, and having that discernment and open heart to receive, does hinder us. And I pray that our prayer would be, God, do not let our eyes shut off to the awe-inspiring God. Let our eyes not be shut off to the move of you. Let the fear of God be in front of our eyes, because he is all we have. He is all we have. Yes, we're the body of Christ, but he is all we have. Without him, what do we really have? And there's a price to pay in that. And sometimes it's humbling ourselves. Sometimes it's dancing and being foolish and bringing a word, even if you don't want to. There's a price to pay, but it's dying to our flesh to join with the Spirit of God. And so like David's wife, she physically was barren, but in terms, in a spiritual sense, if you hold offense in your heart, you will never behold the gifting and the calling and the blessings that God wants to birth out of your life. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. It's not worth holding offense because it makes you uncomfortable. I want to go deeper in surrender with God. And there has been so many times where I feel offense in my heart. But there's just something about coming low and saying, hey God, I feel a bit of offense. Can you just help me out here? And the scary thing is that, this is why I felt the fear of God, that you're not only holding back your own destiny when you're holding offense in your heart, but you're actually hindering the blessings and the legacies for the upcoming next generation. And it's not just about you. It's about your children's children's children. And it says, I think it's in Proverbs, that the righteous man leaves a legacy for his children's children. And sometimes God will place us in situations where he says to us, what do you want? And that answer has to come purely from that place of fearing God. Not only thinking about you and how it will affect your heart, but how will it affect the legacy that you leave for your children's children's children? Because it will cost us something. It will cost us something to actually humble ourselves and pursue the Lord. I think sometimes we use the excuse of being British, right? And that is rubbish. Like, we have used that as an excuse for so long, but we're British. We don't do that because we're British. Isn't that, if the presence of God comes and we sit there and we say, oh, we're British. Like, We can't have that perspective. We can't be prideful like that. And we need to shake off some of that British stuff off. Because it offends the Holy Spirit. It offends the Holy Spirit. Because it's an excuse for us to justify our comfort. And that's not okay. That's not okay. We are a hungry church. We are a hungry people. We are hungry to see the more of God. We are hungry to see more healings. We are hungry to see more miracles. We are hungry to get on the carpet and give our all to God. And we can't sit there and say, you know, we're British, we might get offended by that. And Bill Johnson says this quote, he says, "What you fear, you will worship." And I think it's so true. If you fear man, you worship man, because you're coming under them and saying, like, actually, God, I can't give you your worship because my fear and my focus is going on man and not you. And if we have a heart for the will and presence of God, price shouldn't matter. The cost that we have to pay shouldn't matter. And that is so hard sometimes. That might mean that people leave our church. That might mean that your family might turn against you. That might mean that you lose your friends. That might mean that people might look at you and think you're weird. But let's have a heart like David, where we say we will happily take off our garments. We'll take off our professional titles. We'll take off our Britishness, because we can't do anything but worship, because we see the presence of God. We recognize the presence of God. And in his presence, we can't do anything but worship and really praise him for who he is and what he has done. I heard once that passion will not get you as far as your perseverance will. Passion will not get you as far as your perseverance will. And I was thinking about that, and I think it's true. I think actually, in a sense, we could see offense as an opportunity to strengthen our pursuit, because offense will challenge our persistence. Offense will challenge our persistence and our run with Jesus. It will challenge where we are in the race. It will challenge where we're at with our hearts with God. It will challenge our beliefs. It will challenge our mindsets. And actually, offense, when we come low, we can see as this beautiful opportunity for God to invade and open our eyes to fear him even more, to have the fear of God in front of our eyes. Man, I want to have a perspective where the fear of God is in front of my eyes. There's been times at the school that I was at where the staff would come up and say, "We don't know what to do. We haven't had this depth of worship before." And they would stand crying on their knees, like, "We don't know what to do." Because they have classes, but the presence of God was so, like, almost scary. And they didn't know what to do. And they cancelled some of our classes simply because he was there. And they acknowledged him, and they led us deeper and deeper and deeper, because they were willing to sacrifice what they had prepared for us. They were willing. I would rather sit in the presence of God. And there's a time to sit in classes, but there's moments where you have to lay stuff down. And some people got offended, like, "I wanted to go to class." Because our classes are pretty wild. You don't know what's going to happen in those classes. But I just want to be so saturated in his presence, so focused on where he is and what he's doing, and unoffended when he comes, when he chooses to come at unexpected times. And I don't want to be like David's wife, where she's offended or judging somebody's worship or somebody's reaction to the presence of God. And I think as a people, we need to keep our hearts pure where we're not judging people's worship. And I'm not saying we do. I'm just saying let's just be aware of it. Because some people's worship might look different to others. I love what Ollie brought. I thought that was so amazing. And that's out of a heart that was so like, I cannot not share this. And he had the fear of the Lord in front of his eyes and he had to say something. And I feel like as I've been speaking, there's been some conviction in people's hearts of maybe a conviction of that we've had a worldly perspective, or that we've been kind of just doing our own thing, and that we've become casual in our worship and casual in our pursuit of God. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. But if you feel that conviction, I just want you to come low in front of God. Just be like, God, help me fear you. Because he will meet you where you are at. And if you think there's a little bit of offense in your heart towards somebody or towards God, then I feel like God today wants to bring a fresh revelation to your heart and to take that out and put his spirit where that offense was, so that you can bear fruit for the kingdom, so that you could receive the love of God deeper than you have before. And so, Mel, do you mind if you play piano a bit? Do you mind if you play? Beautiful. But I don't really want to call anyone forward. I just want to spend a few minutes of you talking with the Lord if conviction has been brought up, because I cannot call that out. It has to be you that responds to the Lord. But if there's this hunger inside of you of like, I'm just hungry, God, then tell him right now. Tell him right now. Some of you might want to get on your knees. Some of you might want to stand up. Some of you might want to sing. I don't care what it looks like. But I just want Mel just to play Why We Just Do That. So just get alone with God. Get alone with him.